Eugenia Valentina Boccalandro has a name so poetic that you might mistake her for a flamenco dancer or an opera singer. But she's a luger. In fact, Boccalandro is the captain of a luge team competing in the 2002 Winter Games, representing a tropical nation with hardly any snow. She's also 40 years old and broke. She wears the same tattered suit she wore in the 1998 Nagano Olympics, where she placed 28th out of 29. But training from her adopted home of Salt Lake City, Boccalandro pushes on and on. From member station KUER, Jenny Brundine reports.
Eugenia Valentina Boccalandro exhales deeply at the start line. She digs her spiked gloves into the ice for a single push-off down the fastest hill of ice in the world at 70 miles an hour.
It's the fastest sport in the Olympics. It's timed to the 1,000th of a second.
It's an unlikely sport for the effervescent Venezuelan. She's a formidably built 40-year-old, a big, heavy woman, bulked up from years of athletic training, Bulgarian strength exercises, weightlifting, mile-long swims. For winter training, Boccalandro would sling her 35-pound sled onto her head, trudge up mountains in knee-deep snow, and slide down, again and again, 158 times over 2 months. She says this is her last shot, and there's no time to rest.
If I were an Olympic gold medalist, what would an Olympic gold medalist be doing right now? And it would not be sleeping because it's raining. I'd be on my bike training. It doesn't matter if it's raining. It doesn't matter if I'm hungry. It doesn't matter. You got to stick to the plan, and you've got to put your heart into it and your soul into it.
Eugenia, John Owen, I'm here at 13-14. Entrance to 13, I don't think, was quite what you wanted.
Boccalandro's coach, John Owen, confers with her via walkie-talkie after a run at the Olympic Winter Sports Park.
I just kind of hung on there.
Yeah, you didn't get any early height on the curve, so I'm not sure.
Knowing the curves is what the sport of luge is all about. Boccalandro describes the sport as a dance between control and disaster. She meditates and does visualizations, so every one of the 12 curves becomes etched in her muscles and mind.
What the visualizations are for is to learn how to relax, lean back, and stretch your body out when the natural impulse is to curl yourself up in a ball and scream. So it's really about lowering your heartbeat, making yourself relaxed in circumstances that, you know, for any ordinary person would freak them out.
Boccalandro's dreamed of being an Olympian since age 7 when she moved to the U.S. She returned to Venezuela at 12, then came back to the U.S. for college. After competing for Venezuela's national team in volleyball, she turned to cross-country skiing. But her stocky build wasn't suited for endurance skiing, and she didn't qualify for the 94 Olympics in Lillehammer. Boccalandro returned to Utah dejected. She didn't even watch the games on TV. It was too painful. But her mom was watching.
She said to me, "Oh, the next Olympics are in Nagano. I've never been to Japan. That would be great." And I said, "Mom, I'm too old, I'm too injured, and too broke to go to the next Olympics."
Her mother pressed her to switch sports. Eugenia told her to look for a woman who wins the gold medal and who has her body type.
And I thought, this will be good because that will keep her away from skating, because I kept thinking, as long as I don't have to do skating. So, like 3 days later, she says to me, "Eugenia, come and watch this. This Italian just won the gold medal in luge. And look, I think you're going to like luge." Well, they had this little special on Gerda Weisensteiner, the woman who won the gold medal. And they showed her chopping woods in the Alps in Italy. And I turned to my mom and said, "I can chop wood." She said, see, maybe you can do it."
But to succeed in the Olympics takes money, and despite months of knocking on doors, Boccalandro has no corporate sponsors.
You know, I'm not blonde enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not skinny enough to actually get those types of endorsements. So
tonight she's talking to a group of friends in a cozy living room. They are her sponsors. There's Doug the musician, who sings with her when she's down. Suzanne, the former model, feeds her oatmeal and chides her for using a busted-up sled. Boccalandro can't afford a new one.
I said, "Eugenia, this is an Olympic year. You cannot afford to be on a sled that's not safe."
So later, her friends decide to hold a garage sale.
"Wow. $6 and you gave us a $20?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Eugenia will appreciate it so much."
Business has been good, $450 so far, but her friends accidentally sell Bocalandro's VCR for $5 and her Pilates table for $50.
It costs like $2,800.
Well, they got a deal then, didn't they?
They sure did!
It turns out her friends didn't really sell the Pilates table, and Bocalandro's reaction says a lot about her character, laid back and jovial. But Bocalandro is a serious athlete, determined to slide the best race of her life in 2002.
When I'm 90 years old and I'm sitting in my rocking chair talking about my life, what is it that I'm going to say? You know, oh, you know, I was going to go to the Olympics, but I hurt my knee. I was going to go to the Olympics, but I ran out of money. And so I want to be able to tell a good story, a story that embodies virtues that I'm proud of.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine.